I do see. Okay, I didn't see any calls. I did not see that there was anybody calling in. My apologies to Louis B., who is on the call. And Louis B., hold on. Whoops. Pressed the wrong link. Sorry about that. Louis B.
You are unmuted.
B.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing good.
Hey, wow, your listeners are kind of out there, huh? They really hate the color, huh? That's hilarious.
Yeah, you know, it takes all kinds in the chat room there. They've got a lot of different people going on.
Yeah. I think it's just hilarious because, I mean, race is an illusion to me. I mean, I don't believe in race. I mean, I could bang on a white chick and make a child with that. I could, you know, I could have a threesome with two beautiful Israeli women, and you know, it would be fantastic.
So how did you hear about the show?
Actually, one of your listeners came to my show. I was having a fun doing a prank call show, and you know, they say, "Hey, go to News Guy's show." You know, they attack him and stuff, and I'm like, "Okay, I just wanted to see what's up with this."
Cool, very so, cool. So you would not have any problem with a non-white child?
Well, I think if I had a child that it would be non-white. So I don't care. I really don't care. I mean, really, if you think about it, we're all mixed already. I mean, you know, it's just bound to happen. We're all just gonna, it's just, colors are not really not gonna matter anymore.
So you are not white yourself?
No, well, I think I got white in me, but of course I do. I am like a mixture. All Puerto Ricans are kind of a mixture. I got black, white. Well, actually, I was told I have Irish in me, Spaniard, of course, the native Taino. I do got some African in me. Yeah.
So you're Puerto Rican. Okay, so that
yeah,
that, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And plus, I
live in New York, so you know I'm exposed to different cultures. So I mean, it's like I'll have some, you know, some Puerto Rican cuisine one day, and the next day I'll get me some chicken tikka masala from an Indian restaurant. It's just it really doesn't matter. It just, the people that focus on race is like, oh, it's ruining this country. They're just wasting time on the real enemy. I mean, yeah, I do think there's a problem with Zionism, like the same way I have a problem with Freemasonry, like the same problem I have with the Bohemian Grove, like the same problem. Like, yeah, there are elitists of different backgrounds fucking shit up. But just you know, do I think there's a lie going on about the number of people that died during the Holocaust? Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think about the Holocaust? Do you think that it happened or
well, I mean, I like look, okay, you know, because there weren't just Jews that were killed there. They were, you know, they were also Germans, you know, Germans that didn't say Heil Hitler that were in there. Of course, there were the gays and the gypsies and whatnot. I think it happened. I just questioned the number.
Yeah. Okay.
Especially when you hear that the smokestacks from Auschwitz weren't connected to anything. And when you hear that when they did radar testing on a supposed mass grave, there was nothing there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you know, certain Jews milk this thing. But then again, I can't also, and this is going to piss a lot of people off.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I have Jewish friends. I have friends that live in Israel. I don't think they're part of any fucking conspiracy.
Right, right,
And
right.
I don't and tacos are delicious. That is not but as a Puerto Rican, that is not a part of our cuisine, so I will denounce the fact that I just got called a taco eater. I would if you're gonna diss me, say rice and beans, 'cause
That's right.
that's more accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
I'm
right.
Caribbean. So I'm just helping people out with their with trying to be all racist.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, people tend to think of Hispanics or Latinos as being. I tend to not use the word Latino, but Hispanics as being like one group. But they're.
Well, there's no place called Hispania or so I mean Hispanic, that's just a I think that's just a made up word too. I mean yeah.
Hispaniola, the Caribbean area of Hispaniola, which is, Haiti, Santo Domingo, Puerto Rico, all of these places like that. But, that's
Yeah.
the point that I'm making is that that all of these different ethnicities and groups within this Hispanic, they're very, very different. Mexicans,
Yes.
like, is a
Yeah,
very
I mean,
different
look,
culture.
I personally have a problem with Mexicans, but that's only because of personal dealings that I've had with many of them. And I'll be the first one to tell you, yeah, they want to kill Whitey.
Hey, what do you think of Santo Domingo?
It's all right, I guess. I mean, I haven't been there.
Okay.
I mean, you know. Oh,
I Puerto Ricans hate
yeah.
the Santo.
Well, look, I take it on a case by case basis. Oh, someone found my old MySpace.
Oh, they're
But
very good.
yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty damn good picture of me. If you don't think I look good, I mean, I got the suit on, yeah, I got a goatee, got my goatee going, yeah. I haven't had access to that fucking MySpace in a long time.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing you have to keep in mind about this group that we have here in this chat room. Very good at finding information on people.
I wish I had a zoot suit. Somebody's like, "Yeah, that's a zoot suit." No, it's a black suit. Black suit, you know. I keep it classy, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, so guest 11 is saying, are mestizos not Hispanic? I would say mestizos are Hispanic.
I would. What the hell is a mestizo?
A mestizo is a combination of white and Mexican, and whatever Mexican is, the Asiatic, the whole thing that is Mexico.
Yeah. Wow, they really that and that is an old picture of me. Yeah, I'm still overweight, but I lost some weight. I'm not actually doing something about it. I lost like that picture, I'm like 80 pounds lighter right now, so
Well, there you go. See?
Oh, and here's another thing that's gonna shock y'all. I'm not on government assistance. Oh my God. Oh my God, it's just I don't I'm not on the government teat. I actually have a job, I pay taxes, I bust my ass. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. I mean, not everybody is, and that I think people will be very interested to hear that. But I'm actually very interested when you said that whole thing about the Jews. I thought that was very, very interesting, to say the least.
I really like that's the thing. I just A lot of people are like, oh, why don't you cover the Zionist conspiracy? Cause everybody and their goddamn mom fucking covers that shit. It's like, all right, I don't look into it. All I know is, if I stay away from certain things that, hey, if you're a Satan worshiper, no. I mean, it's I like Tim Riefat. I think he's hilarious.
The Jews. All the normal Satanist practices, your energy is being leached off you and it's being used for something. China is for the Chinese people.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, Is it true you were trolling Marty Lindstedt's show?
Did I? I don't know. Did I troll his show? Maybe you're gonna have to download, subscribe to my show and find out.
Okay, I'll have to definitely check this out.
Yeah. I was doing comedy because, you know, to constantly focus on the negative that's going on in this country. We all know what's going on in this country. I mean, most shows is more like a masturbation session. It's like, oh yeah, everything's going bad. Yeah, you know what I know. Oh, we all agree. Okay, let's circle jerk each other. Oh, you're white. I'm white. Oh yeah, well, let's all hate the Jews together. Yay! So, you know, it's so damn near homoerotic.
Yes, it is.
Jesus.
It doesn't have to be just about race either. I mean, it's just, you know, so much of the talk radio is not really, is not about conversations or dialogue or even debates. It's just about propaganda, pushing out one ideology over the other.
Oh yeah, I'm against Puerto Rican statehood too.
Oh yeah, well that's good.
I've actually emailed, you know, the governor, Luis Fortuno, well, former governor. He got voted out because you can't have a conservative in office. God, it just facepalm. Okay, we fixed your economy. We fucking cut spending. We, you know, stop, you know, God.
But do you, what do you think about, what should be done with Puerto Rico? Should it remain as it is? Is it part of?
I think if Puerto Rico was allowed to grow industrialized hemp and just did business with the world, they could be like Costa Rica except without the militaristic bullshit, and, you know, and make money. It's a very fertile land. I mean, it could survive on its own if it was allowed to have a industry on there. But I mean, there are a lot of there's a lot more hotels going up there. They recently put in a subway, well, not a subway, but above ground subway there, so that way people could get to work easier. So that helps boost an economy because people are able to go farther and, you know, go to other towns in Puerto Rico and work.
Mm-hmm.
Geraldo's half a Jew. We don't even recognize his Puerto Rican side. It's like, oh, really, fucking. He doesn't even fucking recognize his Puerto Rican side. He more identifies with his Jewish side. He really doesn't give a fuck about. Actually, when I used to be an Alex Jones fan, when he was here back in 06, we ran up on the Fox News studios and he was doing an outdoor, and I screamed "Hijo de gran puta" at him, and he turned around. He's like, "Oh shit, somebody's talking Spanish," because the last thing you expect. It was hilarious.
That is about Aldo Rivera. When he was a younger person, he was a lawyer. He did defend this racist Puerto Rican gang called the Young Lords. And so he was,
the Young Lords were not racist.
They were targeting whites. They were anti-white.
That was the FBI's COINTELPRO programs, my friend. The same thing they did to the Black Panthers. I mean, this new Black Panther Party. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that dude that was saying we're gonna kill some white babies is a fucking CIA operative. Look, yeah. I mean, in New York, the Young Lords actually helped by demanding that, you know, for garbage pickup.
Okay.
I mean, Viva La Raza. Puerto Ricans don't say Viva La Raza. That's Mexican. And, you know.
So let me.
In fact, the FBI had to step in with the COINTELPRO programs because they were working with the Sons of Liberty and the Black Panthers, and they were forming the real Rainbow Coalition to effect change. They were actually working with other ethnic groups, even like the white group, the Sons of Liberty.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. I never. Well, this is something to bring into the mix, because you know I am familiar with the COINTEL that happened to the Black Panthers, you know, and
they had to break it up though. But you can't have all groups suddenly working in harmony, realizing, hey, you're not the enemy because you're white. You're not the enemy because you're black. You know that you can't. You know you gotta. Oh, thank you, my friend. I look like I'm from the Punjab. Thank you, Guest 11. Thank you very much. I chicken mashallah, my friend. You mora short. So, anyways, I have that good.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. Well, you know.
Thank you. Come again.
Well, the thing, like, with the new Black Panther Party, I'm very convinced that the new Black Panther Party is.
Oh, they're totally racist. They're totally. I mean, they that's CIA all the way. I mean, that ain't real. That ain't the real Black Panther Party. The real Black Panther Party, they screw them over when they started giving them weapons and freaking arresting them on bullshit trumped up charges. That was their downfall.
Yeah, so
and everything fell apart.
And with even within a lot of the white groups, you know, who are, you know, white nationalist groups, you know, there's been a tremendous amount of COINTELPRO going on with them as well, you know, so they're never able to get off the ground either. So it's everybody, it's unfortunate thing like that. But that is where AKA Geraldo Rivera got his start, by defending the Young Lords, you know, back
Dios,
in the day.
Dios
oh, he was was definitely playing up his whole Puerto Rican side, and I think.
Yeah. I'm just reading. He's like, lavas mi bolas. He's like, no, I don't want to wash your balls, no. It's like, really?
But don't you think, like, all right, Geraldo definitely, I think what it is, he's, you know, he's got his Geraldo Rivera side, you know, he's Puerto Rican, all of this, but then
I'm not gonna defend Geraldo Rivera. I mean, he's part of the fucking establishment. I mean, of course, he plays off his Jewish side. He had a Jewish wedding. I mean, when he got married, he stepped on a perfectly good bottle. I mean, that makes no fucking sense to me. But, you know, God bless. You want to do, that's what you want to do, you want to do. You know, the real problem now is, you know, black men are marrying white men. You know, how's about they talk about that? The Jewish homo conspiracy. There's intermarriages happening in states that have legal gay marriage. That should be stopped.
Yeah. Black men are marrying white men?
I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
Very, very strange. But let's see here. Loco gringo, el gordo, comida, pedida, caliente, verde.
Wait, where does that say that?
Pootie is saying.
Yeah. And a axe maker, you wish I was gay. So that way you have a shot. That way you can stop, you know, sleeping alone in those cold, lonely nights, and all you have is your right hand as your only fucking comfort. So, but unfortunately for you, I am not of the gay persuasion. I love my penis is a multicultural vagina. So no, and you're using Mexican slang terms. It's like, fuck, you know? Do I have to? Local crazy white people are fat, eating.
Hot.
Bebida. Hot. Red hot. Red hot bebida. What is that?
I don't know what bebida is. Maybe babies? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever. A brown dude talking about his dick, get out of here. Really?
Now they're saying Puffy is saying Louis ain't seen his penis in years. That's what Louis is. That's what Puffy.
I don't have to see. I don't have to see my penis. His mom can find it quickly as it is. Really, you know, if I got his mother, his sister, and his grandmother sucking my dick, I don't have to find it. They find it quickly enough. They could see it. I don't have to look at my own dick. See, that's how good I got it.
Right. So your show, let me see here. I'm just going to – the guest four is saying the news guy show has really gone downhill. But I'm just checking out your link here. Taking a little time to load. Okay, so your show is the Crotch Rot,
Crotch Shot Radio Show, because it's all about a frontal attack. You know, you go after someone bigger than you and you kick them in the nuts. It's a frontal attack. They see you coming and there's nothing no one could do about it.
Okay, and this is show 23980. So for people who want to maybe check it out. You know, they can
I got 534 shows in the can. I've been doing this for years. I'm in the process of getting some funding together to change the name of the show. But till then, it's still the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I cover everything. I'm a libertarian. I'm a conservative libertarian. I try to cover a different bunch of issues. Whatever catches my interest, I want to cover it, but mostly I am a conservative libertarian. I do not. For some of you that may know me, I went after Luke Rakowski of We Are Changing New York because he stole money from the sick and dying first responders. I have a video on my channel, you know, proving that. I have his banking statements. And, you know, I was able to prove that after three long-ass fucking years.
Wow.
Was able to prove that he's a fucking fraud. Like, without beyond the shadow of a fucking doubt. Yet the bowel movement still fucking worships him like a fucking deity. Oh, well. And, you know, I got off the whole fucking Alex Jones train when I just got tired of him being so fucking, you know, melodramatic and just not covering certain things. Like he'll give Israel a pass. And, you know, I think all governments are corrupt. That, let's just put it that way. But again, you know, there is a Zionist agenda that this country is stuck in. Of course I believe that, but I don't go around hating. Oh, you're Jewish? Oh, you're part of the conspiracy? That's just stupid.
Right. Okay.
I'm a lot more surgical. I like to be surgical. This is, you know.
And that's a thing you went after. This guy. We Are Change. Really, yep. Very interesting. So, you know. So, why do you need funding to change your show's name?
Oh, well, just because I'm going to be buying hosting for the radio show, because I'm not going to be using TalkShoe and hosting for the website. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
I'm going to be using a different platform, something that's a lot better quality, you know, just better technology.
Interesting. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. All right, cool. Because I won't ask that. So you'll see here. This guy is no conservative. That's what Guest 61 says.
Whatever. I'm not on. I don't believe in government assistance. I, you know. I mean, it's whatever. He can think whatever he wants to think. Ooh.
Right. And if people are, I mean, it,
Oh, nice picture.
Yeah, I know. For some reason okay, Puffy. Is posting all of these pictures. Okay, we know who Puffy is. He's posting pictures of women of color in the chat room here. So,
yeah, and I would hit that. I would definitely hit that. I got, like, really, if you can't see that, that's freaking hot. Yeah, I don't understand how you could be like, ew, woman, ew. You know, I like, oh, she's not the right color. Dude, if she got some shape on her, or you know, it's whatever. I don't care. My only problem with women is, and I've talked about this on my show, it's the whole fucking feminist agenda. Yes, it's a Zionist intervention. Okay. I don't know whether if that's true or not, but I have a problem with fucking feminism. And that's because I'm tired of being told that I'm a fucking rapist because I have a fucking penis.
I don't think feminism is a Zionist invention. I think it's a Jewish communist invention, but that's my own theory.
Well, see, I don't know. So, I mean, I'm not gonna argue. Oh, well, no, it's not, because shit, if that's what you believe, I don't know.
And a lot of these
theories that are passed off as truth, how do we confirm them? It's like, okay, believe what I want to believe, or else you're part of the Jewish conspiracy. Well, fucking prove it. I need, you know, before I start, you know, fucking, you know, painting swastikas, which on my show I said they do it themselves. They've been caught freaking spraying swastikas on their own damn buildings because they want to get. But I don't think it's because all Jewish people are bad.
No. This is absolutely true what you're saying. I mean, you know, there not every Jew is in on it or anything like that. You know, but if you do look at just looking at feminism, you know, you look at the people who were the initial leaders of feminism, the ones who promoted it and were the leadership from the 60s onward. You know, they were all Jewish women, so you know, that's an interesting point to it. But
borders are an illusion too. There you go, Zogbuster. Borders are an illusion. It's like there's like a, what is there? Is there like a force field on every border? No, they had to put borders. I mean, mind you, I am against illegal immigration.
So am I.
And I'm not for a one world government. Of course not. Especially if, yeah. You know.
Well, you and I have a lot more in common than opposed. So you know, this is actually, you know, there's a.
Oh, what were we debating?
No, not at all. But
yeah, I was just calling in. I'm just calling in, pissing off your listeners because they hate me. Oh God, it's hilarious.
What you were saying, and I'm in agreement with a lot of the things you're saying. Not everything, but more. I'm in agreeing with more of the things that you're saying than against. But what is this whole thing they're posting now? Vanguard. What is this Vanguard News Network? I don't know. Jews and feminism, because they're making the case about feminism. That's the whole thing that they're talking.
Okay.
About.
Well, if it's a Jewish conspiracy, I would argue that it's more of a Zionist thing.
Okay. Okay.
And it's Louis. You shall not use my government name. It's Louis B. Axemaker. Mr. B, if you're nasty.
Okay. Now, why are you against illegal immigration?
Well, just basically because we have laws on the books, and if you break the law, you should be punished. That's pretty much it. I mean, you know, just for the sheer reason, you don't go invading someone else's home. You know, I don't go marching in people's houses and fucking establishing, you know, residency in a place that I don't belong in. That's basically it.
Right. And, you know,
I think it's wrong that I bust my ass at work. You know, I pay freaking $487 a month for health insurance. I'm pissed that they could come walk in here, go into a fucking hospital and get thousands of dollars worth of fucking treatment. And me, if I didn't have insurance, they would put me on the street and be like, "Well, good luck, asshole."
Yep, that's exactly true.
And I'm brown too, and they'll kick me out. I mean, I would have to put on a freaking Mexican impression in order to get seen for free.
And, you know, the other thing about it is, like, when people are come into the country illegally, they're rewarded with all of these things. You know, and they are able to access not only health benefits, but all the other benefits that you and I pay taxes into, such as welfare. You know, and we, you know, probably, you know, we're not in favor of welfare, but listen, it's there. And if somebody does need it, then they should be able to take advantage of it.
Well, that's the thing. The way I see it is, if they didn't freaking ship off all these, jobs overseas, and if they didn't devalue the dollar the way it did, no one would need government assistance, because there would be a job and they would be able to pay for it. And, you know, in fact, the cost of healthcare would go down, because people would be buying businesses would provide, if they wanted to provide a health insurance, they will buy it at a group rate, which it's kind of like buying in bulk. It lowers the cost of everything. And seriously, if we didn't have, if people were smarter about their health, I stopped eating at McDonald's a long time ago, because I was getting sick. Mind you, yeah, I'm still a fat guy, because, you know, I don't eat bad food. I just eat a lot of good food. But, you know.
Yeah, like, stop drinking sodas, you know.
Oh, that's my kryptonite right there. I really, you know, since I do work hard, you know, I'm, you know, at my job, you know, I gotta stay up a lot, and, you know, just... But, you know, I work out. I started doing mixed martial arts, or some of you may call it Jewish Kung Fu, is what I heard, what they call it. But, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed, but I got the idea of a diet that I started from the Black Israelites. They're like, you know, since you are from the tribe of Ephraim, you should be eating nothing but, you know, vegetables and stuff. And so, you know, I started juicing.
Okay. And that's interesting. Yeah. So that's good. And, you know, and that people should be living healthier lifestyles, no doubt. You know, people should be more physically active. Even if they're not working out, you know, they should be, you know, walking around more. They should be eating better. They should be drinking less soda and things like this. But, you know, and that would take care of a lot of the health problems that we have.
I don't eat nachos, Durango. Well, not all the time. But, you know, sometimes you want to get, you want to go into, like, a California Mexican restaurant that they have here, and... You know, it's variety, but you know, I don't constantly eating that.
And now, guess 46 asks.
I'm 80 pounds overweight. Jesus Christ! All right, yeah, I'm like, good. God damn it, I gotta start somewhere. I lost 80 pounds. I was 340. I started working out. Now I'm down to like 250. I gotta lose 80 more pounds. So, damn it.
And they're saying, do you know about Christian Identity? It's like the white version of Black Israelites.
I could give a shit, honestly. I'm agnostic. I don't I wasn't raised Catholic. In fact, I was taught to hate the Vatican. I still hate the Vatican.
Okay.
I'm 5'8", Puffy.
A Puerto Rican Catholic?
I'm not. I wasn't raised Catholic.
Wow. Okay. So, were you Protestant, or what were you raised as?
I actually don't want to say.
Okay.
You know, it's just I just hate the Catholic Church and their pagan rituals.
So. Okay. Now everybody's going to say that you're a closet Jew.
Well. Okay. Fine. Whatever. I don't care. Let them think I'm a Jew. It's like, I'm not.
That's the whole thing. But if you don't state your religion out front, they always say that you're a closet Jew.
Okay, well, I was let's just say I was raised in a Christian religion that doesn't celebrate Christmas, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Ah, okay. I think I know which one you're talking about now, then. Okay, I understand. Okay.
That doesn't, yeah. Know this, I'm against pagan rituals.
Right.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. And see, that's fine. I mean, listen, people are too hung up on faith anyway about, like, you know, what religion is this one in and all of that.
I mean, I wasn't baptized, so technically I wouldn't say I was just raised one, and I just chose not to follow it. I'm just agnostic, because I'm just so turned off with all forms of organized religion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it especially when you look at things that have happened in the Catholic Church, and you know, and I don't believe that people should be doing. You know, when people say they want to do away with the Catholic Church, I'm against that. But you know, it does need to be reformed. I think that there should be a Vatican III that eliminates or removes Vatican II and moves to get out all the pedos and other alien. Infiltrators of the Catholic Church, but
Well, I'm glad. I'm hoping they arrest the Pope for hiding, you know, for shuffling, you know, the pedals around there. I mean, when I was going to church with my parents, that was never tolerated. That never happened. So I mean.
Yeah. So, so that's very good thing. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to. We don't want to ruin. We don't want to overplay. You know, because it's too much. I think that what we'll do is I'm gonna say goodnight to you for now. And
Alrighty.
We'll speak to you next week. I hope.
Okay. No problem. In fact, I was going to sleep anyways. I'm tired. Long ass week at work. So. Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling in there.
Night, night.
You are muted.
It was Louis B., ladies and gentlemen. And I got a line on you. That's what the Act Maker is saying. Okay. So we got a lot of very interesting listeners, a lot of people who are very into a lot of different things. And let me see here. I'm going to play one song. I'm going to take a little bit of a break. And then I'll be back after this. Here's a little Shane McGowan. Oh, maybe not that. Maybe. Yeah, Shane McGowan. Why not? Maybe. Yeah.